And Election Day, of course, is fast approaching, so we take a moment now for another weekly political conversation with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, Bob.
Hello, Jay.
All right, Bob, today a look perhaps at the inside of that Erie County legislature. And we don't have enough time, obviously, right now to get into all 11 seats. Instead, let's maybe take a look at some of the trends that seem to be emerging. And the Conservative Party in Erie County, it's a so-called minor party, but often is very influential in these types of races. What are you seeing right now?
Well, it's interesting because I've been writing a lot about it over the past few months, and that the Conservative Party was always someone who, a party that could always work with Democrats, especially Democratic state legislators were always very anxious to get that minor line, not only because it provides votes for people who may not want to vote on the Democratic line, but because it allowed a kind of a counterbalance to the argument that Democrats were subservient to all the powers that be in New York City. But that's changing, and Democrats now are kind of shying away from it. And the leaders of the Democratic Party, especially the county executive Mark Poloncarz and the chairman Jeremy Zellner, are very critical of the Conservative Party and that they are very much opposed to everything they stand for. And so we see this trend now where Democrats are less likely to accept that line, and it's kind of manifesting itself in some of the races.
Interesting, for sure. That is, and perhaps maybe reflecting so much of the national schism, what we're seeing in Washington these days as well, I would think.
Yeah, right.
Let's look at a couple of those races then. While we do have a moment, a couple of very interesting. One who individual, of course, has a most certainly a connection to the Conservative Party is Republican Joe Lurigo, who's facing a challenge from Michelle Schoeneman. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing in that race.
Yeah, I write about that today on our web, and it is very interesting because Joe Lurigo is a registered conservative to begin with. He's the son of Ralph Lurigo, the chairman of the Conservative Party. And if there is one race, kind of what my story says today, that County Executive Poloncarz seems to be very interested in, it's this one. He won't really come right out and say it. He says he's for everybody. But this is one that he would like to, I think, tick off because Joe Lurigo led the opposition in the legislature to his plan to help finance the construction of a new emergency wing at ECMC. And there's also this kind of philosophical thing going on here, too, of who really represents that district, whether it's more conservative people that Joe Lurigo seems to claim it is, or whether there is really a Democratic feeling in a district that has a Democratic overlay. So that's kind of one of the really interesting ones and that's going on. Joe Lurigo has a ton of money. He's got well over $100,000. But Michelle Schoeneman has been showing that she has some ability to raise money and to wage a campaign, too. And so, you know, it's an uphill battle for Michelle on this one, but it's interesting to watch.
And one that almost certainly will be considerably closer, because it always seems to be for Tom Loughran, the Democrat out of Amherst, but facing a significant challenge again this time.
Yeah, from Guy Marlette, who's well-known in Amherst and has been on the ballot before, and people know who he is. He's the Republican, but he has that conservative line. Tom Loughran has run with the conservative line, I think, basically throughout his legislative career, and this time didn't get it. Again, part of that split between the Dems and the conservatives that has become quite pronounced in the past few months, even to the point where Ralph Lurigo has submitted an op-ed to the News, and that was countered by one written by Mark Poloncarz and Jeremy Zellner. So they had these dueling op-eds in the News a few weeks ago. So this one is kind of manifesting itself. This feud is manifesting itself a little bit in the Loughran district. Tom Loughran has always been able to pull it off, but he's got a real opponent this time who has the conservative line, and sometimes that conservative line makes a difference. And this will probably be the best legislative race to watch on election night.
Well, lines continue to be drawn as we get closer to election day, and of course, Bob McCarthy will be with us every week to discuss just that every Wednesday morning right here on WBFO. Bob, as always, thanks very much for your time.
You betcha.